As Alaskans weigh how to vote on a ballot initiative that would fully legalize marijuana, the University of Alaska Anchorage is holding a forum on Wednesday evening debating the issue. Tonight, we bring you the perspective of one of those panelists. Lance Buchholz is a retired Midwestern sheriff who joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP, in 2013. He says the war on drugs isn't working.
And for what we're paying to keep someone in prison, I think we'd be far better off to get them a tech school or college level education rather than just house them. And I'm talking about the nonviolent offenders, of course. Get them some help.
In your experience as sheriff, what substance caused the most mayhem when you were out?
Alcohol.
There were crimes.
Alcohol is by far the biggest problem that you would have. There's a demon in that bottle for some people. They just have to stay away from any form of alcohol. They just cannot control their behavior when they drink. That's where a lot of the domestic abuse situations come in, that kind of thing. Can't really say I saw a lot of that with people that smoked marijuana. There just wasn't a... just wasn't a huge law enforcement issue, other than the marijuana itself being illegal. Their behavior problems, no. And what Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is saying is it should just be taxed and regulated. Just tax and regulate. That's our whole position.
When you think about the idea of how the law should look and the idea of simplifying it, tax and regulate, how should that look? What should it be reflective of? The way alcohol is regulated, or are there other ideas for a different policy approach to how marijuana should be
regulated? Yeah, something like that. I believe that Colorado has a marijuana regulation board, if I'm not mistaken. Other states can be very clever when it comes to how they're going to tax and get the revenue from sale of this product, just like you would alcohol or tobacco. And we'd have savings on the other end where we wouldn't have to be incarcerating these nonviolent offenders anymore.
One of the big concerns that opponents of legalization of marijuana cite is the concern over access for young people. There's new studies showing that kids who start smoking marijuana early have lower IQ rates later on. Do you worry about an expansion of access or legalization of a Schedule I drug, as marijuana is considered now, making it more appealing or more broadly available to young people? What's your concern as a former sheriff about the young person element in this?
Well, there's a couple things to consider. And of course, we don't want to expand, you know, usage to young children, obviously. But you have to ask yourself right now, okay, it's illegal, and you have police running around doing what we can. Are we really stopping kids from accessing it now? Is that really be realistic? We're not stopping it now. So if you tax and regulate it like you would tobacco or alcohol, at least you would have the government controlling the marketplace.
Retired Sheriff Lance Buchholz will be part of a panel discussion on marijuana laws at UAA on Wednesday evening. Tomorrow, we'll hear the opposing view from former Alaska Assistant Attorney General Dean Guinelli.